final game, tough game down at Dundalk, where, to be fair, Derry's record down there probably isn't the best. I think the last Derry team they won, you were playing in midfield.
I think 2013, if I'm right, I think we won 3-1 down there. We went 1-0 down in the game, actually. I remember it well. So it hasn't been a great ground for us, but I was obviously in the opposite dugout a few of the times, and but we hadn't beat them at home for a long time, and we managed to do that this season. So we'll have a right crack at it and see where it leaves us. But we just want to finish the season on a high. I think the players deserve enormous credit. The what they've given on a weekly basis during the week, their preparation for games, how they train, how they conduct themselves, how they are around the place, and the togetherness. And then I think if we don't get what we really want out of the night, but it won't be for the want of trying, that's for sure. And the players, I'm sure they'll give us absolutely everything for another 90 minutes and see where we go.
And that's a case where, yes, everybody's talking about possibly Europe and getting fourth and all that. But, you know, realistically, when you'd come on staying up, was a realistic worry? So, you know, to be even talking about fourth, it's still been a hell of a season.
I think it's but when you win games, expectation grows as well, which is what you want, to be fair. You want to be involved in something at the right end of the table. But you're right. The players have been brilliant. The staff have been brilliant. I've really enjoyed me first. What sort of just over three quarters of a season, and I've really enjoyed it. We've shown a good level of consistency, I feel, over that period. And so regardless of what happens, obviously we want to finish on a major, major high. There's no doubt about that, and we'll do everything we can to try and make that happen. But I feel it's been quite successful, and it gives us something to build upon. But again, we've got 90 minutes. We'll prepare properly. We know we're going to a difficult venue, but why not? I think this group of players can go anywhere and pick up 3 points.
This group of players are down a couple of boys. Junior obviously missing, and Owen Toole. Anybody else, or what do you like?
No, Mark Walsh. But Owen is, I think it's like he's 5 bookings in 35 games for a big centre back, and he misses out in the game. I don't know, can we introduce a rule where after a certain amount of games you might get a yellow taken off, or so? I don't know, but it just seems very, very harsh at 35 games. So he's averaging 1 yellow card every 7 games, which is actually brilliant for a centre back. But it is what it is. The rules are the rules, and we have to accept it. And we knew Owen was on a tightrope for a couple of weeks, so we knew that the gig there. But and then obviously Owen's been an exceptional captain. He's the youngest captain in the league, I think. So he's been brilliant. He's been a pleasure to work with. But just unfortunately, we're going to miss him for the final game. And Junior, the impact he's had since he came in has been excellent. And he's a brilliant lad around the place. His performances for us have been very good, and he's give us a real injection since he came in. So we're missing two key players, but I think we've managed that well.